This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. State transportation officials will be relieved President Obama signed a five-year transportation bill. This is a big ticket, $300 billion. Congress had been paying for some road and bridge projects with a series of ad hoc fixes, but it is a new day now. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Bradley George reports.
Just north of Atlanta, workers unload a dump truck full of dirt at what will be the entrance point to an express tollway. When finished in 2018, these toll lanes will help commuters avoid the region's notorious rush hour traffic. That project managed to get funding, but the state made no headway on a host of other road projects until now. Natalie Dale is spokeswoman for the Georgia Department of Transportation.
We've got shelves of projects, you know, just because we didn't have certainty as federal funding is concerned doesn't mean we didn't continue to plan.
Dale says the state will start clearing off those shelves next month, everything from highway beautification to resurfacing and maintenance on interstates. Georgia couldn't put those projects out to bid because the DOT wasn't sure federal dollars would be there.
And this is key because federal funding is about one-fourth of state transportation spending on average.
Ann Stauffer of the Pew Charitable Trust says the short-term fixes passed by Congress force states to make tough choices.
And so they often have to either delay or postpone or focus on doing sort of quick shovel-ready projects.
Randy Lake is CEO of Oldcastle Materials. The Atlanta-based company provides asphalt and concrete to more than 40 states. He likes shovel-ready projects, but he loves big-ticket items.
What we have started to build over the last 10 or 15 years is just the capacity to take on larger work, because we would anticipate and see just by pure population growth the need for increased and better infrastructure.
Lake says his company is looking forward to helping states meet a pent-up demand for major highway projects.
What will be exciting is having kind of a five-year view to be able to actually execute on jobs or projects that increase capacity.
But there's one job Congress didn't execute on, raising the federal gas tax, which fills the coffers of the Highway Trust Fund. It hasn't gone up since the early 90s, and collections are falling short. That could lead to more uncertainty for states when the highway bill expires in 2020. In Atlanta, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.